Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as things heat up in the Middle East. The Israeli Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, has said that Israel is now fighting a battle for its survival on seven fronts. But they are doing so with great confidence. And there's a piece that's stunning, which shows that in Israel, the national unity has become so powerful, so resurgent, that even the overwhelming majority of Israeli Arabs say they identify primarily as Israelis, not as Palestinians, not as Arabs, but as part of the nation of Israel. We will get to that story. We will also be speaking about the meaning for the United States of everything that is going on in the Middle East, the attacks on our servicemen, some of whom were critically injured, this by Houthi rebels who are supported by Iran. We'll be talking about this with Admiral Stourides, who is one of the former chief of naval operations, who has had a great deal to say about the danger to the United States and to our position. There's also a commentary in the Wall Street Journal by Seth Cropsey, who is a former Defense Department official. He is the president of the Yorktown Institute, served as a naval officer. He says America needs a Middle East strategy. And what is it that we have not put together as a Middle East strategy? The same sort of thing that has embarrassed the governor of Colorado. This has nothing to do with a lawsuit in Colorado that resulted in Trump at least temporarily losing that state in terms of his name on the ballot. There are two other states today, Minnesota and Michigan, both of which are much more in play in the presidential election because they're both arguably swing states. Well, Minnesota not so much, but Michigan certainly is. They have ruled out lawsuits that would take Trump's name away from the ballot, so we will be bringing you up to date on all of that. There's also more talk of Republican competitors to Donald Trump. Basically, if your name isn't Nikki Haley, you're right now cutting back because it looks like you're not going to win. One of the latest stories like that involves Vivek Ramaswamy, who has stopped spending money on any advertisements in the Iowa caucuses or the New Hampshire primary. And why not? Well, he's a billionaire. He's been spending his own money. And that money is apparently not going anywhere. And there was also a story about one of the most touching, I think sensitive, and just lyrical Christmas greetings in the history of the United States. There was a Christmas greetings from Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the leader of the squad, where she actually took access of a very old-fashioned kind of anti-Semitism, wishing people Christmas greetings at the same time that they were insisting that the Jews were oppressive because Jesus was a Palestinian. We will get to that issue as well. There's also this Christmas greeting from President Trump, and President Trump said in his Christmas greeting, and no, this is not a parody, it is not a joke, it is real, it has actually provoked a little bit of controversy. President Trump said, Merry Christmas to all, including deranged special counsel Jack Smith, who is the only hope for Joe Biden to win this election. Included also are world leaders, both good and bad, but none of which are as evil and sick as the thugs, all in caps, we have inside our country, who, with their open borders, inflation, Afghanistan surrender, Green New Scam, high taxes, no energy independence, woke military, Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Iran, all electric car lunacy, and so much more, are looking to destroy our once great USA. May they rot in hell. Again, Merry Christmas. That's the president's message. Debbie Dingell, who is a member of Congress from the state of Michigan, came out and said this was the most pathetic Christmas greeting she had ever heard.
What about the Dingell Norwood bill?
Right. Well, that Dingell Norwood bill was based on her late husband. Do you remember there was at a time that John Dingell, whose father had been a congressman from Michigan, he had served longer in Congress than any other individual has served. I mean, he was basically there since the Pleistocene era, or maybe the Jurassic era. He had been there for a very long time, since the earth cooled. And when John Dingell died, and his wife, who was significantly younger than Congressman Dingell, took over the seat, she was speaking at his funeral and said something disrespectful Trump thought about Trump. And Trump said, I can't imagine how your husband, John Dingell, would be looking down on you, or considering it's John Dingell, he's probably looking up at us. Meaning that he was in hell, too. And she, of course, I'm sure, remembered that interchange. But the idea that Merry Christmas to all, at the beginning and the end, and may they rot in hell, again, Merry Christmas, that is Trump's message. Meanwhile, there is a survey of American journalists which tells an old, old story, but tells it with renewed force. The story, well, media tilt to the left. Why do they tilt to the left? One of the reasons, and I think that you can't get away from this, is that if you are on the left, you want radical change. You want things to be shaken up because the world is unjust, it's unfair. So you're going to create a new reality and turn things upside down. And that kind of attitude toward the world goes along very naturally with the notion that you're going to be carrying the news, because we don't have a news business in America. We have a bad news business. People who are looking for big stories are looking for horrifying stories, usually stories that get your attention, and they tend to be a very negative view of the wider world. So what percentage of American journalists, according to a new study from Syracuse University, are actually openly identified as Republicans? We will get to that story and to much more. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, is, according to another world leader, no different from Hitler. No, it's not Iran that's saying that, and it's not Gaza. It's not even Hezbollah. Who is it? We will get to that as well. And much, much more. Coming up on a busy day here on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 if you want to talk to us.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome to this program, and an honor, in fact, to welcome Admiral James Stavridis, who is a four-star admiral in the United States Navy, retired. He is the vice chair for global affairs at the Carlyle Group and a chair of the board of trustees of the Rockefeller Foundation. And Admiral Stavridis is a native of South Florida, and is also not only an honors graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis, but during his 35 years in the Navy, he managed to get a Ph.D. and was actually head of the Foreign Fletcher School at Tufts, winning the outstanding prize for the outstanding student in his class. I could go on, but I'd much rather give Admiral Stavridis the right to respond. Right now, Israel is saying that it is fighting a war on seven fronts, or is in the midst about to be fighting a war on seven fronts. Do you believe that's accurate? And if so, does Israel have a chance to prevail?
First, Israel will prevail, and I'm quite convinced the United States will stand with Israel. I think it's premature to say that they are, quote, fighting, end quote, a war on seven fronts, but there are certainly seven very potential war fronts, one very active one in Gaza, one to the north of Israel from Hezbollah, a couple off to the east from Syria, and as far away as Iraq. Those are also Iranian proxies. Every organization I've listed thus far is. And then down to the south, the Houthi rebels are moving against maritime assets and particularly trying to find Israelis to go after. And then there's Iran itself. So if you put it all together, there are certainly seven individual vectors or lines of threat, Michael. They have not as yet burst into a regional war. Let's hope they do not. At the moment, Israel is particularly focused on Gaza, and to the north, deterring Hezbollah, which has the greatest military threat to the state of Israel.
Right now, the latest news shows that the U.S. has shot down 12 suicide drones, our Navy, three anti-ship missiles, two land attack missiles fired by the Houthis. Is this the beginning of a international confrontation, because the U.S. has put together a number of our allies with naval reinforcements? Is this going to be a naval war in the Red Sea?
Well, let's start with the obvious, which is let's hope not, because the Red Sea, which is about the size of your native state, California, so a very big body of water, and of course at the very north of it is the Suez Canal. You may recall 2 to 3 years ago, a single tanker got wedged sideways in the Suez Canal. That effectively closed the canal for several days. The repercussions through the global supply chains were immediate. If the Red Sea were to actually close down, that's 20% of the world's shipping. So it's a serious global economic threat. So first point to be made is I don't think it's going to be hard to sign up plenty of allies to come and help us patrol both the Red Sea, Michael, and then as you come out of the Red Sea into the Indian Ocean, you've got to kind of cover that North Arabian Sea as well. You're going to need to do that effectively a couple of dozen warships, a lot of overhead sensors, satellites, and I'll close with this. That's the defensive side of the equation. Frankly, it's becoming increasingly obvious, given the numbers you just read out, that we are going to have to go offensive here and go after these Houthi rebel sites ashore in and around Yemen. And at the far end of the spectrum, if that doesn't get Tehran's attention, I think we're going to have to go after some Iranian maritime assets until the Iranians wake up and realize they can't just continue attacking our ships at sea.
You put out a novel, in addition to all of your other astonishing array of accomplishments. You're a distinguished novelist, and I think we spoke about it before, which was, this is in 2021, you had a novel called 2034, a novel of the next world war. Have you revised your thinking? Do you think if we have a next world war, it will come sooner than 2034?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. Of course, the premise of the book is a war between the U.S. and China, kind of centered in the South China Sea. And even though China is building a massive fleet, even though they're acting very aggressively, they're not ready yet to line up all that they need to take on the U.S. Pacific fleet, all of our allies. You know, if we ended up in a war with China, it wouldn't be just the U.S. and China. We have treaty allies who are sworn to come and be part of a military campaign like that. That's Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, Australia, New Zealand. So that's a lot of firepower when you kind of put it all together. Point being, Michael, that China, in my estimation, will not be ready to take on the U.S. in a very mature way for about 10 years. So I think we have a bit of a grace period here where we can strengthen our military to preserve deterrence and also try and use diplomacy, economics, cultural exchanges, all the other means we have to take tension out of the relationship. Final thought, a month ago, we had a pretty good summit, you probably recall, between President Xi of China and President Biden in San Francisco. Didn't solve all the problems, didn't completely make the relationship go Pacific, not to make a pun, but it indeed took some of the tension out of the relationship. Bottom line, I think we're still a decade away from a serious possibility of a war with China. Let's hope so.
Oh, thank God for that, if that is the case. Reading some of the material about you, of course, there was a lot of attention to the possibility of your running as a vice presidential candidate back in 2016, along with Hillary Clinton. Do you have any lingering interest in American politics?
I always say my name is too long to fit on a bumper sticker. Stavridis goes on and on. But I would never avoid the opportunity to serve the nation. That's a longer conversation. Let's have it in a couple more months.
I would look forward to it. And I also was thrilled to see that your nickname, apparently, the Naval Academy, was Zorba, as in the Greek. James Stavridis, a real asset to the United States, 4-star admiral, a prolific author, and a general public servant. We will be right back on American journalism and why and how it tilts, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. While top U.S. and Mexico officials meet for talks on policing the border between them, a new migrant caravan drawing attention further south at the border of Mexico and Guatemala. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still fighting for what analysts call a losing battle to ramp up his campaign to get the GOP nomination for president. He said his plan is to be a 2-term president. SpaceX saying goodbye to its Falcon 9 rocket booster thanks to weather off the eastern U.S. coast. Officials say high seas jostled the equipment off a transport when it was en route to Cape Canaveral. 2024 might bring you more money in your paycheck and out of the hands of the IRS. The IRS announcing the higher limits for the federal income tax bracket and standard deductions. The IRS shifting its tax brackets higher by about 5.4%. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a new study from Syracuse University's Newhouse School of Public Communications found that the percentage of American journalists, these are people who are working in our various media, on television, newspapers, yes, radio, everything else, they did an online survey with 1,600 U.S. journalists, and they concluded the survey in early 2022. It's the latest in a series of studies dating back to 1971, that take the temperature of people in media and in journalism to determine their partisan lean, their job satisfaction, and professional attitudes. And it turns out that in this most recent version of the survey, the percentage of Republicans in all of American journalism, 3.4%. That seems to deserve protection under the Endangered Species Act. I'm 3.4%, the lowest it's ever been. When the first version of the study came out over 50 years ago, 35% of respondents said they were Democrats, and 25% of respondents said they were Republicans, and 32.5% said they were independents. The percentage that call themselves Democrats or independents have bounced around over the years, but the proportion of Democrats reached a high of 44.1% back in 1992. That was the year of the election between Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush, of course. The last iteration of the study before this most recent one pegged the proportion of Republican journalists in America at 7.1%. So the number of journalists who identify as Republican has been cut in half. Now, what part of this is, it doesn't even necessarily reflect how people vote. But it does reflect the fact that in this world of journalism where people know each other and know one from another, there might be a little bit of embarrassment when you are outnumbered by independents and Democrats. And by the way, I think the number for Democrats is probably much higher than this survey would suggest, because people over answered the response that we're independent. There's a sense that people have that, well, when you're independent, that means you're going to be impartial. I don't think that's necessarily true. In 2022, just 3.4% of journalists were Republicans. That figure was 18% in 2002 and 25.7% in 1971. So even though you might say, well, the Republican Party is still strong, they control the House, they have a good chance of winning back the presidency this time, particularly if they have someone who is simply a Republican alternative to Biden, but not necessarily someone named Donald Trump, with all of the, what that employs. But this has not changed or increased any Republican presence among journalists. According to a Gallup poll from November, newsrooms are totally out of step with the general public. Independents do make up the largest proportion of the population at 40%. This is of everybody. But the same proportion of Americans, 29%, say they're Republicans and say they're Democrats. Another Gallup poll from this fall found that while 58% of Democrats and 29% of independents have a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the media, just 11% of Republicans, this is in the country at large, feel the same way, and even say they have a fair amount of confidence in the media. But that doesn't stop the media from giving stories and some details about developments that clearly do fall out in a pro-Republican direction. And that was the case, at least a pro-Trump direction, with a report this morning on a new decision by the Michigan Supreme Court. Listen, this is the way it was covered on CNN. It's clip two.
A state Supreme Court in Michigan has just rejected an effort to remove Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. This ruling comes 8 days after Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump should be removed from the ballot. Well, every state is following their own rules and their own processes for how to have candidates on the ballots. And this is why we're seeing something so different in Michigan today. The highest court in Michigan, seven justices determining they're not going to get involved. The lower courts in Michigan said that they acknowledged that there were challenges to Trump being on the primary ballot there. And the lower courts said, we also are not getting involved. This is not something for us to determine. And they weren't weighing in on the general election either at that time. And so now this case goes to the Michigan Supreme Court. They looked at it and they said, yeah, we're not going to do anything here either. But one of the justices in Michigan did write today in this ruling that Michigan is very different from Colorado. The laws are different around who qualifies for their primary ballots there. And that is one of the reasons why that state is ending up with a different situation about determining whether Donald Trump can be on the ballot.
Okay, and basically what they're saying is, number one, it's because the state constitution does not give the state or the federal government the power to control who's running in a primary. A primary is a statewide matter, so the Republicans can run anyone they want. It's a question about whether that Republican, if he wins, for instance, the presidential nomination, that he would then still be deemed to be eligible to be on the general election ballot. In other words, the primary is being treated very differently, and they indicated in this judgment from the Supreme Court of Michigan, which is so much more important than Colorado, not because it's that much bigger a state, though it does have more electoral votes. Colorado has 10 electoral votes. Michigan has 16. And Michigan is the most crucial of swing states. And the first time when President Trump won the election, he won Michigan very narrowly. Joe Biden won by a little bit more. He won by actually about 10 times as much. He won by 100,000 votes last time. But Michigan is a crucial state for both of these candidates to win. So the idea that, okay, they're going to go ahead and have a Michigan primary, it now looks like Trump is a very likely winner in the primary, but then they can challenge again when, if he is the winner of the primary, they want to put him on the Republican, on the general election ballot. However, just as a legal observer, and not someone who has dug deep into the constitutional questions here, that decision in Colorado that got so much attention, that was a 102-page decision. And it was well-reasoned, it was complicated, but the idea that this is all going to be decided quickly, or that the Supreme Court is even going to take it up quickly, we will see. But we may have a pattern where Trump is permitted on some state ballots and not on others. But at some point, that does mean that the Supreme Court will almost surely have to get involved. There is a holiday mystery. The question is, there's a Christmas greeting, Christmas photo taken from Mar-a-Lago of the Trump family. But there's one member of that family, Melania Trump, who's missing. Where'd she go? We'll let you know the truth on that issue coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
There's a number of captions that have been provided for the Trump family Christmas photo that they sent out from Mar-a-Lago. And look, there's everyone looks elegant, well-dressed, happy. That's what they seriously do. They look very elegant, the Trumps. But there are actually two Trumps who you don't see in the photo. And you kind of wonder, why not? And one of the headlines for one of the magazines that this appeared in, it says, "Where's Melania? Former First Lady missing from Trump family Christmas photo taken at Mar-a-Lago." Well, there's somebody else who is missing, too, which is the fiance of Donald Trump Jr., who is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who also used to be married to Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Don't ask. I mean, this gets pretty complicated and a little bit like Dallas or another TV soap opera. But in any event, Kimberly Guilfoyle is missing because she took the photo. Okay, that's fair enough. And Melania was missing because her parents are alive, and she was called in to spend some of the holiday season with her ailing mother, which seems to me perfectly admirable and normal. But that's the solution to not one of the great mysteries of our time. But there was also last night a message by President Trump on video that urged his supporters to turn out for the 2024 Republican Iowa caucus. Why? Because it's only 20 days away. I mean, it's really coming up quickly. And President Trump, of course, not only talked about why his supporters should come out, but talked about his belief that the only way he would lose in Iowa would be if the his opponents cheated again. This is former President Trump. Listen.
Out for caucuses. Teach them how to caucus. Take them in your car on caucus night. If you have to do whatever is necessary, we got to get them in. We got to make America great again. So do whatever it takes. If you do, we will win and win big, and that's what you have to do. You know the other side does cheat, and we're not going to let that happen. We cannot let that happen. But that's what we need from you. Get in your car, get a lot of people, and get down and caucus. give a great speech for me. I hope you will, and I know you will. I have such confidence in you as you had in me and you have in me.
Okay. This is great confidence you have in me. And when he says his opponents, which of his opponents does he think are going to cheat in Iowa? Last time, he lost to Ted Cruz. It was a close race. And it was actually close for the top three finishers. They were all within, like, one percentage of one another. And the third place finisher was Marco Rubio. And he said at the time that he had not actually lost the Iowa caucuses, and that he was a victim of cheating and election rigging. And then it didn't matter because he went on to win the New Hampshire primary and then swept most of the other primaries that were out there. Speaking of sweeping statements, President Trump had his holiday message suggesting Merry Christmas to all and may my opponents rot in hell. Because he believes that his opponents and anyone who would oppose him is actually meaning to destroy our once great country, as he puts it. Chris Christie had his own holiday message, and he sent it out from the campaign trail, where currently he's running third in the state of New Hampshire. He's not competing in Iowa. This is Chris Christie.
Country fully again, until we love each other again. Until we have love in our hearts for every American, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, whether they're independent, whether they're black or white or brown, whether they're rich or poor. If we don't do that, we will never be able to truly love this country. Because no leader who says they love America can truly love them if they tell you to hate other Americans. If they tell you they're going to kick people out of this country who they call fascists, who say they're going to use the power of the office of the presidency to punish their enemies.
Well, again, he is talking about President Trump, obviously, but that's what Chris Christie does. He's also talking about the proclamation that President Trump made when he announced his candidacy this time, where he said that last time when he won in 2016, he said, "I will be your voice." This time he said to the Americans who he felt were being oppressed and repressed, that I will be your voice, I will be your justice, and I will be your retribution. And he's never fully described what retribution looks like or what it means. There's also this when it comes to violations. A headline from the Times of Israel. And the headline says, Ocasio-Cortez draws fire for Christmas message comparing Jesus to Gazans. Really? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been blasted by critics for a Christmas message comparing Jesus to the Palestinians, with at least one of those critics saying it invoked the historic charge that the Jews killed Jesus. Drawing parallels between Jesus' persecutors and present-day Israel, Ocasio-Cortez wrote in an Instagram post on Sunday that Jesus was born in modern-day Palestine under a government carrying out a massacre of innocents. According to the New Testament, Jesus was actually a Jew who lived within the modern borders of Israel and was killed by the Roman forces ruling the territory at the time. He was part of a targeted population being indiscriminately killed to protect an unjust leader's power, Ocasio-Cortez wrote. Thousands of years later, right-wing forces are violently occupying Bethlehem as similar stories unfold for today's Palestinians. the New York lawmaker, a member of the so-called squad of outspoken progressives in Congress, referred to Jesus' family as Jewish Palestinians. Ocasio-Cortez's post made no mention of Hamas, Israeli hostages in Gaza, or the October 7th atrocities that claimed the lives of 1,200 people in Israel, mostly civilians, and set off the war with the Hamas terrorist group. In any event, there's a terrific piece in response to this that ran in the Jerusalem Post, and it's a piece by a Christian who has devoted his life to fostering a deeper understanding in the Christian community of what it means to be Jewish. His name, who wrote this piece for the Jerusalem Post, is the name of his organization is basically a very important undertaking, which is taking American Christians to deepen their Christian faith by having them visit and understand Israel. And he writes, on this Christmas Day, Christian hearts worldwide are torn over the violence in Israel and the Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, some seek to take advantage of this genuine concern by politicizing the holiday and championing the phrase, Jesus was a Palestinian. This historically inaccurate sentiment reveals a transparent effort to reduce both the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the players involved to mere caricatures, all the while weaponizing Christian identity to support one side of the conflict. We'll get to more on that. We will also be covering the idea of Israel rethinking its identity, a murder boom in a major American city, and Netanyahu compared to Hitler, and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.